In the name of the one true living God, the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Brothers and sisters, the 13th chapter of the Gospel of Luke tells us of an important encounter between Jesus and a religious leader. This was after the healing of a woman on the Sabbath. Let us give attention to Luke chapter 13, verses 10 to 17. Now he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath, and behold, there was a woman who had had a disabling spirit for 18 years. She was bent over and could not fully straighten herself. When Jesus saw her, he called her over and said to her, "Woman, you are freed from your disability." And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight, and she glorified God. But the ruler of the synagogue, indignant because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath, said to the people, "There are 6 days in which work ought to be done. Come on those days and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day." Then the Lord answered him, "You hypocrites, does not each of you on the Sabbath untie his ox or his donkey from the manger and lead it away to water it? And ought not this woman, a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan bound for 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day?" As he said these things, all his adversaries were put to shame, and all the people rejoiced at all the glorious things that were done by him. Brothers and sisters, the story is simple and straightforward. Jesus was on a teaching mission in a Jewish synagogue. A woman there was suffering from a disabling spirit for 18 years. She was bent over and could not fully straighten herself. Jesus simply called her to come to him and said to her, "Woman, you are freed from your disability." And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight. It was an unexpected event showing Jesus' compassion and self-giving love. He was there to teach and not to heal. But there was a real need. The woman suffered from her debilitating condition for 18 years, yet she was in the synagogue to learn God's word. Surely she also prayed and hoped for God's healing, and God in his own time answered her prayers. Her reaction was to give glory to God. Note that neither she nor Jesus did any work. He was there to teach, and she was there to worship like other devout attendees of the synagogue. Jesus only said a few words identifying her illness and laid his hands on her. This was sufficient to provide immediate and full healing. The only physical action was for the bent-over woman to stand up straight and give glory to God. So, nothing was said or done that violated the fourth commandment, which says, "Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy," and calls on all not to engage in physical work that distracts from the worship of God. If anything, the healing event inspired good worship. We read that all the people rejoiced at all the glorious things that were done by Jesus. Brothers and sisters, there was a totally different reaction from the ruler of the synagogue. His was neither joyous nor gave glory to God. His reaction was anger and indignation. We read, "But the ruler of the synagogue, indignant because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath, said to the people, 'There are 6 days in which work ought to be done. Come on those days and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day.'" As no physical or laborious work was done by Jesus or the woman who received the healing, Jesus rightly viewed the reaction of the ruler of the synagogue and those who were with him as hypocritical. He said to them, "You hypocrites, do not each one of you on the Sabbath untie his ox or his donkey from the manger and lead it away to water it? And ought not this woman, a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan bound for 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day?" Untying an animal and leading it to a source of water requires true physical efforts, and those clergymen had no problem doing it on the Sabbath. The interesting thing is that Jesus points to the spiritual dimension of the woman's healing. She was described as having a disabling spirit for 18 years and as one bound by Satan. Jesus called her a daughter of Abraham. This too carries a significant spiritual meaning. Abraham represented true faith and reflected an intimate, personal relationship with the Lord. In scriptures, he is considered the spiritual father of believers. This woman, as daughter of Abraham, actively reflected Abraham's genuine faith. In contrast, the ruler of the synagogue and his likes reflected the exact opposite. They were hypocrites. Their religious convictions were phony and empty, not like Abraham's. As a daughter of Abraham, the woman manifested living faith. Theirs was dead faith. Physically, the ruler of the synagogue and his colleagues descended from Abraham's line through his son Isaac and grandson Jacob. Yet, they did not enjoy the living faith of their physical father, Abraham. The Apostle Paul wrote to the Galatian believers who had no blood connection to Abraham whatsoever, yet he assured them of two great gains of belonging to Christ. They become God's people and Abraham's children. We read in the third chapter of this letter to the Galatians, "In Christ Jesus, you are all sons of God through faith. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is no male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you are Christ's, then you are Abraham's offspring, heirs according to promise." Brothers and sisters, it is quite common to get excited about the miraculous aspect of the healing. And it was indeed a wonderful miracle. The woman was immediately and fully healed. Her healing was observable and attested. After 18 years being bent over, suffering from a seriously depressing illness, she suddenly stood straight and tall. Everyone could see that, yet it was her spiritual liberation and her spiritual identity that mattered more. She enjoyed no religious stature in a synagogue. She was a simple worshiping believer, but her identity was that of a daughter of Abraham. As a daughter of Abraham, she eternally enjoys what was promised to Abraham through Jesus. Living, saving faith. Hallelujah. The grace of the Savior King, the Messiah of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the full blessing of the Triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, abide with God's people in all nations at all times, throughout the whole earth, by the message of the blessed gospel. Amen.